Apollo 14, this is Houston. Roger, I don't want to interrupt your eat period, but when you have a convenient time, I have a plan update for you. It's a fairly lengthy one. Nothing in the immediate future, though.
Okay, stand by. Roger, stand by for about 5 minutes or so, and be advised we completed the LIO canister change at 51 hours, and the LIV command module Delta P at 5059 was 0.95.
Understand 0.95 for the Delta P at 5059.
Firm. Hey, Bruce, I'll take that flight plan update. Press ahead.
Okay, Stu, here we go. You may want to just get out the flight plan and mark out the items as we go along, or you can copy it down either way.
No, I'd rather work on the flight plan. You give me the right places to go.
Okay, up through 5920, that's 59er plus 20. Everything is nominal. And from there on, you take the LEM CM Delta P vent at 59 hours and 25 minutes and move that up to 59 hours even. Roger. Take the P-52 that occurs at 59.45 and move it up 10 minutes to commence at 59.35. Over.
Okay, we'll shoot a P-52 at 59.35.
Roger. At 60 hours and 20 minutes, you have an O2 fuel cell purge and a waste water dump listed. We want to move those up to 59 hours and 50 minutes. That's 59er plus 50. You still with me, Stu?
Okay, Bruce, I moved the fuel cell purge. Yeah, I'm just getting it all in here, Bruce. Move the fuel cell purge and the wastewater dump to 5950.
Roger. Delete mid-course correction number 3. Over.
Jolly good. We'll strike out mid-course 3.
Okay, now, everything scheduled between the times of 60 plus 55 and 64 plus 10 should be scheduled 1 hour earlier. And if you look at 64 plus 10, the break point there comes after the verb 48, and we're going to have a write-in that says establish PTC there at 6310, and the LIOH canister change comes at the nominal 6412. Over.
Okay, let me let's run over this one again. Then everything from 61 hours to 6410 is moved up an hour. Is that affirmative?
Roger. Starting with the prepare transfer items per LEM activation checklist and all that stuff.
Okay, we'll move that up 1 hour. Okay, I've got that. Everything from 61 to 6410. Move up an hour.
Roger, stand by a second. Roger, Stu. At the time of 63:10, following the LEM housekeeping activities, reestablish PTC. Over.
Okay, we're going to PTC at 63:10.
And perform the lithium hydroxide canister change at the nominal currently scheduled time of 64:12 and pick up the normal flight plan timing and sequence afterwards. Over.
Okay, we'll change the canister at 64:12 on time and then be back on the flight plan.
Roger. And I have a 51-hour consumables update for you if you're ready to copy back at 51 hours.
Stand by one. Okay, let her rip, Bruce.
How do you read me, Stu? I think we're in the process of changing antennas.
I read you 5 square. I'm ready to copy.
Okay, GET of 51 hours even. RCS total, 84%. Alpha, 84. Bravo, 83. Charlie, 84. Delta, 84. H2 tank 1, 79.3. 79.7. O2 tanks, 9.2. 9.1. 4.5. Over.
Okay, got you at 51 hours, total 84, Alpha 84, Bravo 83, Charlie 84, Dog 84, H2 79.3, 79.7, O2 92, 91, and 45.
Roger, and you may be interested in knowing that at the present time you are only 20 pounds of RCS fuel below the nominal, so you're really gaining on it there.
Bruce, you busted up. Would you start over again, please?
Roger, with respect to total RCS fuel, you are only 20 pounds below the planned RCS budget at the present time, and you are two...
Okay, that's broken up pretty badly. I did read we're 20 pounds below now.
Okay, Stu, how do you read now?
Okay, I'm back with you, and I copied the 20 pounds.
All right, Roger, and that's really closing in on the nominal there. A couple of other items that came up while you were asleep is that we're going to go ahead and exit PTC for the LEM housekeeping, since we want to have the TV up for it, and we're just going to go ahead and dump the wastewater anyway, or run that by again. We need to dump the wastewater, which will ruin PTC. Consequently, we're going to come out of PTC for the LEM housekeeping and have a good TV attitude to boot. One item is that I believe you went to sleep with 1620 showing on the disky, which was continuously updating during your sleep period, and unless you have strong feelings otherwise, we would rather have a blank display up on the disky to keep from cycling the little reed switches all the time. And another flight plan item, at 55 hours even or thereabouts, we intend to request another set of photographs of the S-4B from you using the data acquisition camera and the sextant. We'll have an updated Noun 88 for you later on. Over.
Okay, and say that time again, Bruce.
Roger, 55 plus 00. Over.
Okay, and we'll blank the disky.
Okay, no need to blank it down.
Sleep, that is.
Roger.
No, I understand. For sleep, we'll put it to rest.
Roger. And when you all get your breakfast well prepared and are feeling in a jovial mood up there, why, we'll proceed with the Bruce and Bo show on the morning news.
Okay, hang on until we all get tuned in. We sure wouldn't want to miss that.
No, it'll be a couple of minutes yet. We just got the paper here, and we're editing it right now.
Okay. For me, Bruce, I was thinking about I could see through the sextant. You know, I had two dim stars in the sextant at that pointing attitude, and I didn't see any tumbling motion at all on either one of them, and they were separated probably by roughly half to three-quarters of a degree. I'd say 0.5 to 0.6 of a degree separation between the two, but I really couldn't see anything that would determine whether I was looking at the S-4B or a star, faint star.
Roger, we copy, Stu.
I really expected this. I guess I really expected the S-4B to be a little brighter than either one of the two objects that I looked at.
Okay, stand by a second, please. 14 Houston, Stu.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we've just received the intelligence down here that your family is having lasagna for your breakfast, over.
Oh, man, that's good timing.
Well, we thought you'd enjoy hearing about it.
There's nothing better for breakfast than lasagna unless it's a sausage onion sandwich.
Very good.